It's been weeks. Do we have him on our radar yet?
Negative. Radar is not any good. Beep boop. Still loading. Boop. Wait. Affirmative. Found in the left. He's to the left. Boop.
Good. Hail him.
Hail. Boop.
This is Zach Nanimus on Nerdcore Ship. Come in.
Zach Nanimus, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm finding Dim.
This is a quarantined area. Didn't mention you were going here when you borrowed the ship.
Do you think you would have let me borrow the ship if I had told you that?
Negative. Boop.
Of course not.
Well, hence why I didn't tell you.
We're gonna need that ship back. Now.
I can't do that. Johnny's counting on me. By the way, who's the drone?
This is Johnny Hackenslash.
Hello, beep boop.
An old Hackenslash model?
Easily the third oldest in the ship, but still better than the first two. Boop.
Ella, I thought we were friends. Now you're bringing out the big guns on me?
I've been given orders to do whatever necessary.
Affirmative.
Does that include blowing up your flagship?
Whatever necessary.
Period. Boop.
If you want to explain to the Nerdcore why they lost the guiding light to their fleet, be my guest. But honestly, I don't think you're going to do it.
What gives you that idea?
Because I'm going to cut you a deal. You let me take this all the way to the broken satellite. I'll park it, evacuate, you tow it out, and I'll find my own way home.
Scanning comment for bullshit. Bullshit found. Boop.
You gonna listen to the drone?
Affirmative.
Not you.
He has a point.
Affirmative.
The way I see it, you take my deal, you get me out of your hair, and you get your ship out of this unscathed. Come on.
Because it's not like you'll survive out there anyway.
Chances of survival, approximately 1,000,003:1. Boop.
I don't care. Johnny's worth it.
Negative. Boop.
It'd be terrible to lose a good soldier.
Soldiers die, Ella. Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
Well, actually, I'm about an hour away. We're going to be in radio range for a while. You guys want a podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Butch and Sundance America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Ella.
I'm Johnny Hackenslash. Hi.
And you've just tuned into the War Pod, part of the Space City Nerd Network. Don't forget, if you like our stuff, to check us out on YouTube.com. You can just search Warlocks:Games and Beer. Make sure to stop by our Facebook page and hit that like button. Also, remember that if you're checking us out on iTunes or SoundCloud, go over to spacecitynerd.podbean.com or warlocksgamesandbeer.com. Find this podcast, because several times throughout the podcast we are going to reference links below, and that's where you can find them. Tonight we are going to be talking about the Midwest Gaming Classic, the three brand new Avenger clips, International Tabletop Day, Daredevil on Netflix, and the top three and bottom three series of all time. But first, as always, every time we have a special guest on the show, we put a spotlight on them. Ella, you were actually here not too long ago, so Johnny Hackenslash.
Hello.
What's been up lately, girlfriend?
Well, also girlfriend, I have been doing that whole day job thing for a little bit, so yay. But have kind of gotten that itch to write music again, which makes me super happy. The last song I put out was for the Kickstarter for Exploding Kittens, which was super fun. And besides that, there's been a huge amount of tracks put out by Rishi Branson, the Nerdcore God of San Antonio. And he's released about 50 some odd tracks for everybody just to create to write to, just just get out there, have fun, create, and, you know, tag him as producer, give him some credit too. And I've got a couple songs.
Wait. So hold on. Yeah. So what is he putting out that you write songs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Richie Branson dropped a complete file for the Otaku Gang. It's a kind of a movement he's pushing towards. Like, the guy has gone from just producer and rapper to game designer, still putting out music, trying to get other people under his wing with that music as well. It's a collection of 53 tracks, instrumentals, a little bit of vocal, just whatever and anything in between that you can create to, write to, remix to, draw to, make music videos to, dance to, whatever. Just put it online and throw a little hashtag Otaku Gang, the name of the movement, on there, just so, you know, just get the word out. And it's completely free. Like, just the guy is an accomplished composer. He's written for websites, for video games, and he made 53 tracks, gave it to the masses and said, go write music. You're welcome.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Dude is super awesome.
It's also interesting that it's 53. We're going to need a commemorative fake week that rounds out, because they'd be 52, one per week. We need a fake week.
It might actually be 51 or 54, but 53 is what sticks in my head, so I'm going with it. Final answer.
Are you polluting my journalistic integrity?
About 12%, yes.
600 people tune in every week.
I'm sorry.
Me too. No, I am not sorry about those 600 people. Good. We absolutely love our warriors here.
That's awesome. Thank you, 600 people.
Yes. I'm always so afraid of that, to give the wrong impression that just because we're small, we hate the ones that are here. That's crazy untrue.
That would be a ridiculous business.
No, we love them more.
It's like the 12 people who tune in on the YouTube.
Boom.
I love those
double
guys.
Double digit lovers. Yeah. They're the yes.
So
plus for hearts, we have to divide up, guys.
What's
you
up?
More parts. You get more parts of the love. That's less love to divide up.
That's true.
More love per lover. That is a net gain. Exactly. Yep.
Warriors, my YouTube warriors, listen up. I was just inspired by Ella saying that we have a greater bit of our love to give because there's so few of you. Approximately 12 of you, maybe more now. But I want to try this. If you tweet us at Warlocks Brew, simply the word YouTube, we'll dedicate a Let's Play to you, one of our Let's Play episodes.
Aww.
We'll mention you all the time throughout the episode, and just recount all of the wonderful things about you, not only your impeccable intelligence, but also your unquaffable odor.
No quaff detected. Boop.
Boop. By the way, I don't know exactly what's going on over there, but every time you beep boop, it sounds like pee boob.
You know, you hear what you want to hear. That's just the way your human ears work, and that's fine.
I didn't hear that, but now I'm going to not hear anything but that. Why would you do that to me?
For the same reason that I reminded you that you're breathing manually.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Nope. Now you are.
No, now I'm laughing. That doesn't count.
I'm eating Indian food, so no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm eating ice cream.
If you're eating Indian food, you're not in control of anything your body's doing.
Oh, so you can come on over and find out. Oh.
Oh my.
Okay, so these 50 some odd tracks.
Yes.
Do you have any big plans? Is there any that you like in particular and are looking at?
Oh yes. There's one track I want to do as kind of a welcome back, like I promise I'm still alive track to everybody. That's really fun and kind of a song to get you out of the dumps and jump up and move around and feel good. And it's actually a remix of some of the music from Attack on Titan. So like all the anime fanboys like myself, exactly, are really going to love it once soon as that the strings start in. Like, oh, shit, I know this song. This is going to be good. So that's one of them. There's one or two that I'm working on. I don't want to give away everything I'm doing yet, but I've got some ideas for one or two in particular. And there's a collection of them I want to put together for an American Horror Story little album, EP, what have you. So So I've got some ideas. So,
Ella, did you go full seal over there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You see what you've done, John?
Yes. Well, no, I don't. I'm on. I don't have a video camera hooked up, but I heard what I did.
Ah, but we can take a page from Daredevil. Hearing is seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Otaku.
Yes.
Otaku gang.
Otaku gang. And, that's what you're looking for.
By the way, those of you who are curious about all this stuff, don't forget to check out links below. You will find the Otaku Gang stuff as well as links to where you can find the 50-some-odd tracks for you to play around with. I heard a long time ago that otaku was an offensive term in Japan. Do we know anything about this? Like, I heard that there was some incident associated with some people who really like anime, and like some people died or something happened, and as a result, like, it's the people who like anime specifically, not manga, people who like anime, they carry some sort of stigma because of this event. Do we know anything about this?
I just found out yesterday Japan was a country, so I'm not the right person to ask.
Oh, Japan.
I just thought it was like a store in the mall, and I was so wrong.
Japan, do you mean New Riceland?
No, I've been to that restaurant. They're not that good.
Oh.
It's just a bunch of pilaf.
Yes.
Pilaf. They have one fish per day, and they just smush it down to the rice to get a little flavor, and they pull it away, and they give you the rice.
I hate fish so much. Oh.
You hate fish?
Yes.
I really wish y'all could see how hard I was facepalming right now.
But I always thought otaku had this negative connotation to it in semi-seriousness. I thought that was the whole point. I don't know about people dying over it. People have died for less, so I guess it's possible. But I thought that was the whole offensive thing about it. And then people just kind of said, F it and embrace it. We're taking it back.
No, my understanding was that weeaboo was the derogatory term.
Yeah, that one, there's still no love for weeaboo.
That's for people who normal people would call a weeaboo, but it's what they call themselves.
What is, I've never even heard that term.
Weeaboo?
Weeaboo, that's like otaku to the 10th degree. Just so bad.
Okay, they're like the Hikikomori guys who like lose it and become social recluses.
Yeah.
That they're actually like inside the anime and think they're living a character, and everything they do must be from Japan because Japan is number one, and kind of like escape logic and reality for an anime mindset.
Oh, like the Super Saiyan kid.
It's been over 9,000 days since I've seen that, so I can't comment.
Oh, it's just this kid. He's probably about 15. He wears glasses, African-American, he's wearing a polo shirt, and it's just this, like, 30-second YouTube video of him screaming, and then at the end of it, he's like, I am a Super Saiyan, which is really fun because he sounds like the black kid from Malcolm in the Middle by the end of it.
No!
Yeah.
No. It's horrible and beautiful all at the same time.
Hold on. Usage for otaku, mostly equivalent to geek or nerd, or in a more derogatory manner than used in the West, however, can relate to any fan of any particular topic or theme. Huh.
I think I did know that at some point in time. And then someone I stopped reading manga and cared.
Hold on, John. Once again, you're a little difficult to hear.
That's because I speak quietly and carry a big stick.
Oh. There will be no marital aids on the show, sir.
Well, then F this. I'm out. Have fun on the planet with ship and your robots that don't talk.
You know what? That doesn't sound bad.
No, that sounds like a good day. Please let me back on the show.
Okay. L2.
Hi.
Any big news coming our way from you?
Other than possibly performing with John in the upcoming things, I am working on two, if not three, cosplays to premiere at Comic Palooza.
Whoop!
Ooh, what are you doing?
I'm definitely, one that I don't mind revealing, because it's definitely happening, it's going to be the easiest one to do, is I'm going to be Jane Cobb from Firefly, but like Lady Jane, so I think I'm going to not spell it with a Y.
You're cross-playing.
I do that a lot.
Okay.
A lot of cross-play. So yeah, that'll be a thing. I just have to order a hat and a shirt. I got all the rest, guns and all that.
Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Jane is a furry character. He's actually the only character on the show who has any facial hair except for Wash in one flashback episode. Are you planning to go all natural as far as leg shaving is concerned?
No, because I've got too many other feminine costumes. Also, when I do crossplay, I like to imagine that the character was born in that gender, not to suddenly become that gender, which is how you have to look at it. Either they were suddenly like turned into a female or their opposite gender, or they were just completely restart different universe born of the opposite gender.
Why not both?
I feel, because that doesn't make sense that I'd be back to being male.
No, it's like a Booster Gold style thing where you've been retconned, but you know what happened.
That's a whole other complexity that actually Jane could not handle.
Let's cosplays of future past.
A simple
past.
Man, okay?
You say cosplays of future past.
Yup.
But, no, I feel that Jane's kind of a hick.
Yeah.
So, she would shave all that she needed to shave to not get, like, frowned upon too much, but, like, nothing necessary.
Okay.
Yeah. But people are only going to see certain, you know, parts of me, so. I'll be rocking a wig. It'll be great. Have long hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're straight from some puritanical farm?
Mm. But like, my dad might have touched me a little bit when I was a kid, so I ran away and decided to have guns.
You don't know how many casual people who just want to see all what Comic-Con's about you are going to scare when you try to explain
it's
this.
Because of my own process I have to do to get into character, like my background I have to think about. That is all on me as a performer. So no. No, they don't need to. I'm not going to go into my backstory.
You could start a WordPress and, like, have a QR code ready to go.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Surprisingly not.
I just want to make costumes, man. I just want to make costumes look pretty.
Okay.
Don't rain on my parade.
I know you're afraid of sharing all the costumes that you want to do because you're afraid that you might not get them all done. I'm not going to judge you. John, are you going to judge her?
27%, yes.
27%. See, that's a good percent. Jay won't judge you. Come on, you can tell us.
No, okay. So one of them, I have a friend who's coming down from Florida to cosplay with us and with me, and I'm doing one.
From the Glades?
For her, with her. She's actually just from Orlando.
No, I'm saying, are you going to do a Glades cosplay?
God, no. Fuck no. No, but I'm doing one to match one of her cosplays. It was definitely the one I was going to be working on while sitting here talking to you, but I realized I couldn't multitask. I couldn't drink whiskey, eat ice cream, and sew, and talk. Like, that's too much.
There so should be a new word when you're multitasking that.
I mean, it's fairly normal, whatever. I can drink, eat, and sew. I just can't drink, eat, sew, and like have a running conversation.
Why don't you just pour the whiskey over the ice cream?
Because it's mint chocolate chip and Jameson that would not mix.
It's mixing in your belly right now.
No. I mean, it is, but no.
It's not in my Jameson stomach.
Maybe I'm a cow with four stomachs. You don't know me.
That'd be a good cosplay. Go to some of those.
Little do you know, I actually am a cow, and this human form is a cosplay. It's a constant one.
Oh, the last thing I'd ever want to cosplay as is a human. If I were something else, because you'd have like a weird, like rubbery suit. I'd have a brand new Edgar suit. I'm sorry. I've thrown you off several times. Florida, the Everglades cosplay.
But So I don't know if I should reveal that.
Just go for it, man.
Okay, so there are these lovely collection of figurines and posters of the DC Bombshells. And my friend has done Jesse Quick, and I'm working on a Stargirl of the DC Bombshells.
I haven't seen these. Let me check it out.
They're really nifty. If you like ladies, which who doesn't like ladies? I like these.
Oh, they're cute.
Yeah.
That is really cute. Huh? And you're doing...
Stargirl.
Stargirl.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of her name like one podcast ago. Yeah, because it's Stargirl and Stripe, right? And Stripe's like an acronym for like the mech armor that her dad wears.
I still haven't read any of her comics. I just see a little bit of her in like Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's where I learned about them.
Yeah, I really don't know much about them. I just liked her costume.
It is a pretty costume.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bow.
I really wanted to do Hot Girl, but that jetpack, man.
That jetpack, though.
I'm not at that level yet. And that helmet looks really complicated as well. I can kind of, like, shimmy together a staff. And then, you know, that little jumper is cute. I can do that and do the wig styling. The goggles are the hard part, and so are the boots. But the rest is done. Like, I can do it. Well, it's not done. But I can do it. It's doable. I'm not at jetpack and helmet level. I am really good at blowing bubblegum, though.
That jetpack, I feel like there's already a something that's easy to buy that is that shape.
See, I thought that too, but I couldn't, like, figure out what it was. I'm like, though, I think I can convert something to this and...
A particular jetpack.
Because if there's a normal jetpack,
you can
take 2 liter sodas.
2 liter sodas? Put them together. 2 liter sodas?
Maybe. I don't know. I've already committed to this other one. Already committed to Stargirl. To my friend. Her, she's Blue Shoes Cosplay. She's actually really, really amazing. She was at MegaCon. I think that's what it's called. This past weekend. And she's got a bunch of photos of her Jesse Quick. And they're all adorable.
Cool. And don't forget to send me a link so that the folks at home can check out links below. All right. Moving on, I want to talk a little bit about one of my escapades. So it's sort of which is I don't know. Is it weird that I'm the host and I'm talking about myself?
No, we like to hear about you too, man.
Okay, we've been teasing this for a while, and we wound up going out to Wisconsin specifically for the Midwest Gaming Classic. We were invited out there by, what do you call it? G2B, Guys Games and Beer. I said it about a billion times over the course of the weekend. They were really cool about it, set us up with a place to stay. We really had a blast, like just in this really – it's not huge. It all takes place in one hotel. That's the Sheraton Brookfield. In Wisconsin, and basically all of the exhibits, instead of a booth, you have a room, you know. And some of the big boys, they take up ballrooms and stuff like that. But mostly, it's just like going from room to room to room. In this, it feels like a small con, but it's really not. And there, people just hang out, play classic games, and just drink a lot of beer. Did you guys know anything about the drinking culture in Wisconsin?
My dad's from there, but he left before he was of legal drinking age, so he's never talked to me about it. I'm sure he drank. I say, you know for a fact he drank before he left, but I don't know anything about the drinking culture.
Well, actually, their state law says that your kids can drink in public as long as the legal guardian is there.
I mean, I don't think he necessarily did that.
Okay. His legal guardian was never there.
Ever.
He would have never gotten away with all that devil's cut.
Shut up.
By the way, did you polish that off yet?
God, yes.
Oh my God, Jay. She drank the whole devil's cut.
Long ago. Oh, so long ago.
She appears to be still alive, to answer your question, J-Riz.
I've gone through, like, 3 other bottles of liquor since then. Why?
No reason.
I didn't, like, drink it all at once. I didn't drink all 3 of them, like, sit down and was like, I'm going to drink my liquors now.
We have, John and I have a secret to share with you. We're here to help you, Ella.
He's here to help you. I'm here to laugh.
Thanks, John. I knew you'd get my back.
Welcome.
Your insides have been perfectly preserved by the alcohol and need to be donated to science.
I know plenty of people who've preserved theirs much better for much longer. You get John, I did not start drinking until I was 21.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
But no, what I was saying about the beer culture in general up in Wisconsin, it's extremely robust. Like Jay and I, our first night in town, we were trying to find a place to eat, and we searched points of interest, and it was literally like Ed's Microbrewery, Dave's Microbrewery, Alan's Microbrewery. Like awesome. Those were all the restaurants. It was a huge proliferation of what we would consider craft beer. You know, down here, because by comparison, we live in a microbrewery desert. Like, everyone brews.
That's so sad.
It was really interesting. Ah, okay.
Yeah, that we live in a desert. That's what's sad.
But here's the thing, and I'm not saying this as a negative. Everybody has their own taste, but up there they like pale pilsners.
Oh.
That's their thing. Like, they fervently dislike IPAs.
Aww.
And dark beer.
Okay, but I don't really don't like IPAs, but I love me a stout, so...
Yeah, I was telling them that down here it's all stouts and Bocks and stuff like that. They're like, up here it's Pabs. It's all Pabs. And I'm serious, they love it.
That's odd.
Like, the G2B room, their bathrooms were set up as their kitchens. You were not allowed to use the restroom in there as a result. unless you slept in a 20, but whatever. No, they had a bathtub that was filled with Jello shots and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Like, that's all that was in it.
Wowzers.
Yeah, and there were over 1,000 Jello shots. That's not counting the pudding shots, which I didn't know were a thing.
I don't think I would want to do pudding shots.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
I didn't have any, but they're delicious.
But how do you know they're delicious, then?
You shut your inquisitive mouth!
I'm sorry, that just sounds like a puking party to me, and I don't like those parties.
Nobody puked. Nobody puked. They are, like I said, the drinking culture up there is, the beer culture up there is ridiculous. They are all champions.
Good.
They really are. And I'm saying that as a positive thing because they're also not, they may indulge, but, you know, they're also extremely friendly. We just had a really good time. And I got to see something. There was a misremembrance from my past. You guys remember Michael Jackson's Moonwalker?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that it was a movie?
Yeah.
Remember that there was a video game tie-in on the SNES?
Oh, hell yeah. An arcade and Sega Genesis. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Does it show my youth when I say no?
Yes.
Yeah. But then again, it's crazy obscure. Okay, and I'm glad you said that because for those of you at home who don't know, Michael Jackson had a record called Moonwalker.
I know the history of this, and I actually knew there was a video game. I didn't know there was a movie.
Oh, okay.
I have bits and pieces, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, so he had a movie tie-in to the record, and then there was a video game tie-in to the movie. And in the movie, it divulges that he can wish upon shooting stars to become a giant robot. He can throw dust, which knock people out. When he dances, other people will he'll hypnotize them with his dance, so they become his backup dancers. And by the end of it, they've all been defeated. It was just crazy, and so it was a wonderful premise for a game. I remember that that there was a weird arcade game where there were 4 different colored ones and you all ran around in a top-down style walk-around, shoot-em-up sort of thing going on, I was remembering the wrong game. What that was a real Ghostbusters cabinet. And I saw it there, and it was amazing.
That, there's a little bit of difference between Moonwalker and Ghostbusters. a little bit, but I remember the different colored outfits for Michael Jackson. I remember Moonwalker is a three-player game. I don't remember it being four. But
when I saw this game, I must have been about six or seven.
Fair enough.
One, I remember the cabinet much bigger. Like, I thought it... Well, no,
funny
I thought,
how that
like,
happens.
No, like, I literally thought that it was the deluxe-style X-Men cabinet.
Yes, God,
you know,
yes.
Yeah, with the recessed projector. Remember that one? Yeah. The big one?
Yeah.
That's how I remember this game.
Girl.
Yeah. But hold on. Was Moonwalker also a top-down walk-around shoot-em-up?
It was a walk-around game. It wasn't top-down. It's kind of tilted, I think, third quarter style, they call it, but you were still walking around with bad guys, and I thought it was a beat 'em up, or I don't know if you beat 'em up or threw your hat or both, but the special button would actually make them dance, but you only got so many of that that move.
Hold on, we're gonna have to look at
clips of that. Just talking about the game,
which, by the way, there was no greater joy on your SNES than when you were in, I think it was the junkyard level, and most of your bad guys were dogs. Because you can definitely use your dance ability on those dogs. Hold on, I'm going to look this up. Moon.
I like that. Before the days of YouTube and cat videos, we were able to make dogs dance with Michael Jackson on Nintendo.
Michael Jackson helped you with that. May he rest in peace.
Moonwalker Arcade. Let me take a look at this. And actually, I think it's time for Let's Search! Go to google.com and type in Moonwalker Arcade. Do an image search for me, pretty please. This is not the game I remember. I was definitely looking at the real Ghostbusters. Yeah, because I didn't even play it. My brother got to play it. That's so bizarre, though. And yeah, you're right. That is the third quarter. And this might be the game that convinced me that there was a Blues Brother arcade game.
That would have been great. I would have played that. Yep.
It definitely came out on NES, and it definitely sucked.
I avoided that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So Midwest Gaming Classic was fun. We picked up some pretty cool games out there. Have you guys played Dungeon Roll?
Negative.
Dungeon Roll is an interesting thing. It is a game. It is a board game, dice-based board game that can be played solo.
Huh.
The thing is, we play video games alone all the time. It's constant. Is it weird to play a board game by yourself?
Yes.
Why?
I was just going to say no, but that's because I was a lonely child when I was a kid, because my sister was too cool for me, and we were homeschooled, and that's all we had was each other. So
wait, so what click of friends?
I played Solitaire so much, which is a card game, which I kind of count as a tabletop game. So no, it wouldn't bother me to play a board game.
No, you're right. That is a tabletop game.
Okay. Hold on. Talking about board games being played by yourself, weird is one thing. It's not weird to play solitaire by yourself.
But it counts as a, like, in the same genre. It's a card game.
What's the title of solitaire? What's the game called?
Yes, John, I understand that.
Okay.
But it's what I'm saying, it's the same idea. It's a card game. You normally, like, it's the only card game you play by yourself, which...
Yes, it's designed to be played by yourself.
Yes, but
like
apparently so is this game.
Hold on, so if we took the name of Dungeon Roll and just rebranded it as just Loneliness...
Then yes, that's perfectly acceptable to play by yourself. That's fine. Dungeon Roll sounds like some kind of D&D or maze type game where you're going to be exploring this, that, and the other. But if you're the DM and the only person who made a character doing everything by yourself, no, I'm sorry. That's just, that doesn't sound fun. Now
it's a dice are critical to this game. All of the set pieces are randomized by the dice themselves.
Okay.
So you roll a set of dungeon dice, and that tells you what's in the dungeon. Then you roll a set of party dice, and that tells you who's in your party and what abilities you have.
That is one way to do it, because, you know, if you're playing any kind of like rogue game on PC, it's going to randomize, you know, dungeons, this, that, and the other if it's any good. But part of the victory is defeating some kind of random set maze, like fighting monsters, this, that, and the other. And a dungeon style game, that victory is against, you know, a DM or other people are competing or working together. Like there's some kind of interaction with the other people, and bragging to yourself that you beat something that the dice randomly put out. I don't know. Like I'm all for board.
But in the roguelike that happens.
I just disagree with John. I am all for it. That sounds like fun, and I might just be a lonely person who needs more friends, but that sounds like something I would play.
Crack open another bottle, Ella.
Because we're not going to hang out. Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. We're going to go hang out independently and then talk about how we hung out with ourselves at a later point in time.
That sounds like a blast, John. Get on my level.
Okay.
One is the loneliest number that you ever knew.
Okay, John, I am issuing you a challenge right now. You need to find a game meant to be played, or can be played alone. And I need a review from you next time we meet on the show.
A board game that's meant to be played alone?
I can think of two right now.
Okay,
not meant to be played alone, but it's possible. And it's advertised as one to X players. There's Dungeon Roll, which I'm sure you can find conversions online, so you can play with six-sided dice without, you know, and slips of paper. But although the game was how much, Jay? Not much. It's like a $15 game.
Yeah,
it's
going to have to be cheap because you're going to spend $60 game to play by yourself as a board.
Okay, it's one to four players in Dungeon Roll, but there's also the Pathfinder Adventure card game. That is also a one to X player game. Okay, so I need you to come back with something.
All right,
you officially have homework.
It's like playing chess by yourself. You can do that. You can play chess as one person.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's actually possibly more challenging unless you're really, really bad, in which case this never ends.
So one more shout out to G2B. You were absolutely phenomenal this weekend. Actually, tomorrow, Jay and I are going to be recording a war game specifically for the Warlocks Games and Beer channel that is going to be dedicated specifically to you, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Watch out. Next thing I wanted to talk about is something that I've been waiting on, something I've been dreaming of. Daredevil's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
Daredevil's on Netflix. John, have you seen Daredevil on Netflix?
Well, in honor of Daredevil, I've heard it, but I haven't seen it.
I think we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
I can't say that because I'm dating Jay, and she bluntly refused to watch it last night.
I think anybody who refuses to see Daredevil is living in the spirit of Daredevil. They're just you know, and
okay, that's extremely true. Okay, let's see what Jay's ultra super senses allowed her to glean from me watching it. Hey Jay,
yeah.
Using your radar vision and hyper touch sense, tell me the story of Daredevil thus far. And actually, come here. Yeah, because she's always across the room, and I have to, like, mess with her level, and it never sounds good. Real close.
Okay. So, All I know is that there was a lawyer.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a good story. Yeah. Good job.
It's a daredevil.
Guys, was there a lawyer?
Yes.
John?
I think that was People's Court, but I'm going to say yes anyway.
Okay, we're going with yes.
Yay!
Okay, so, Jason, ready to fight crime?
Oh, sure.
Let's drop her off in Third Ward.
No!
With it's, a cane it's, and it's, ill-fitting it's, shoes.
Yo.
Okay, so... Sorry, what?
So that sounds like a terrible plan.
All right.
For criminals, yeah.
Daredevil on Netflix. We're in a unique opportunity because we have one person who hasn't seen it and two people who have.
I haven't seen it all. I only seen the first three episodes.
Oh, me too.
Oh, look at us. We're on the same page.
That wasn't gonna just marathon the whole thing the night I got back in town.
I mean... If I hadn't been called into my dance studio early, I might have gotten through, like, four more episodes.
Yikes.
Guys, I watch a lot of television.
Those are 52 minutes apiece.
Yeah, I have when I normally sleep, sometimes, like, because I have to, like, shift sleep because of my stupid-ass jobs. I sleep, like, 4 or 5 hours, and then I sleep, like, 3 or 4 hours in between my other jobs. Like, I sleep at night, and then I... go to work, and then I sleep again, and then I go to work, and it's fun. Sometimes I don't nap in the actual, like, daylight hours. Sometimes I spend way too long watching Netflix or Hulu.
You mentioned fun. I have to ask, based upon the timbre in which you said it, who are you trying to convince?
No one, because everyone knows it's not fun to wake up at 3 a.m. That's not
funny. Especially
fun
Daredevil, he can hear that bullshit even stronger.
By the way,
we know it was a liar.
Don't want to give too many. Well, John, do you care about spoilers?
Not at all.
There's attractive women in it, John. Watch it for the pretty ladies.
Oh,
Renee Zellweger's in it.
I have every intention of seeing Daredevil. I just haven't yet. I am excited for the series. I really am.
Oh yeah,
it's no, much but better than the Ben Affleck movie.
Okay, the thing is that I enjoyed that movie.
Tisk tisk.
I did. It was fun. And it was Daredevil. And I just love all things Daredevil.
I was like 12 when that came out. So I was mostly just confused. I didn't have taste. I didn't have taste back then. So I can't judge on anything I thought. I also only saw it once and was like, that was eh.
Was there a shapely Electronacios confusing you?
I mean,
is that what it was?
I was confused by a lot of things, especially shapely things back then. Whatever.
So, Daredevil on Netflix. For those of you like John,
yep,
who haven't seen it yet, Daredevil is a retake on a narrative about a not so young. They're not starting at like the beginning of Daredevil for him. He's kind of a ways into it, although he's still a very like small time superhero.
New-ish to the superheroine.
Yeah, a man with super senses who uses his martial arts training along with his unique perspective on the world to take down criminal organizations. And this one's just really gritty.
Yeah.
It's really, really raw. And I'm enjoying it.
Zach, the bowling ball scene.
Yes.
That was intense.
It was.
And I actually really appreciated how, like, messed up it was.
Yeah. For me, there was a little bit of suspension of disbelief there because if I have – I have a couple of nitpicky things to say about the series, but one of them is that the compound fractures, while disgusting to look at, they don't make any sense. They never do any camera trickery to make the arm look like it's bending the wrong way.
They do plenty of noises, though, and I feel like that actually might be a fun, if you want to, like, for the argument's sake, say that they're doing that because he can't see, he's hearing it happen. Which, all the sound editing on that show is amazing.
Oh, yeah. But no, I mean, I'm talking about the bowling ball scene. He's not even in that scene.
True. But maybe they're trying to keep you in that whole idea. Like, they're trying, like, please, that they're trying to make you relate to him more. I don't know.
You see the break, because the bone is done to where it looks like it's jutting out, but it looked like a prosthetic on them, because there was no deformity in the angle of the arm. It's a nitpicky thing, and I still really enjoyed that scene, and I considered it to be probably the most intense fight scene thus far.
There's been a couple really good ones, because as I mentioned, I was watching it as I was playing a video game, because I like multitasking. So I found it intense. If it was intense, it was because I wasn't, like, it was so intense that it drew me away from my video game. I was like, oh, it's, like, actually stuff happening. Every once in a while, I'd also realize that there was a foreign language happening, and I couldn't understand what they were saying. I'm like, why can't I understand? Oh. Subtitles, right, hey.
What were you playing?
Sims 2.
Okay, it's not hard to get drawn out of that.
No, but at the same time, I'm extremely nitpicky with my Sims. Like, I'm very micromanagey. Like, I have set storylines that I want them to follow, and if they don't adhere to them, I get really, really angry, so I have to, like, extremely micromanage my Sims. So I'm not kidding. I, like, plan who they're gonna, like, marry and how many kids they're gonna have as I'm creating them.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
Is she like this in the band?
I don't know what to say to that.
No, because I have no artistic control of the band. I'm just there to help him set up music and play live shows.
One weird thing. Oh, but you're also the pseudo interpretive dancer
at live shows. You can't. If I was there when he was recording, you wouldn't be able to tell I was there.
You just need to put on those Power Rangers power gloves that make the swooshing noises when you move.
That would be awesome, John. Let's do this. new album. I'm gonna dance, and then you're gonna rap to it. Got it?
Swoosh.
John, how much do you know about Daredevil?
He doesn't dare any devils, so he's full of shit. So not much.
Okay. Yes. That was a good way to end that sentence. Yes. Okay. What do you understand about Daredevil's powers?
They come from a red suit and the crimson bands of Sidorak, and I think he had adamantium on his teeth that came from Wakanda with a shield, and he's really Bucky Barnes.
That's all incredibly true. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
We're done.
No, I'm going to do you a favor, because the show makes an assumption. And that's that everybody knows what's up with Daredevil.
Well,
like, I noticed that too.
I mean, I know, you know, Hell's Kitchen, Kingpin, Elektra, Bullseye, like some of the main staples of the Daredevil storyline. I know. I'm not like, I've never heard of or seen or read anything about him.
No, it's really about his powers, because you don't under. I'm 3 hours into the show now. Actually, I think I might be four, and. You still don't know what to expect from him, because very little is explicit about what it is that he can do.
Huh. It's true. I've actually been really enjoying that.
You have?
Yes, because I don't know that much about Daredevil either. I'm a little bit past John, I think, maybe. Maybe. No, I actually know for a fact John was joking, but still. I was tempted to, like, oh... So back, I remember something I distinctly remember from the 2003 movie, because this was my first impression of Daredevil at 12 years old. I remember this very first scene where he was in the courtroom and he was looking, and he had like weird X-ray vision. You could like see the like defendant's heart beating really fast and knew they were lying. Which they did a cool thing of having you hear him. And I was like, okay, so just that he has really good hearing, and then like that can help him see, or he just has such good hearing that he doesn't actually need his eyes. And I almost looked it up on my phone, and I was like, wait, no, I want to see what the show explains. I want to see the show's lore. So I put my phone down. Like, that's a whole thing I don't normally do because they're keeping me, like, interested.
Okay.
Would you say they're keeping you in the dark?
Hey!
Oh, you! Okay, I was actually afraid that it would alienate viewers who were a little out of the loop when it comes to what Daredevil does. And so I'm actually really glad to hear that and that kind of makes sense because, you know, it's kind of like that Lost mentality. You never know what to expect, so you want to watch more.
Well, okay, so actually, I'm normally, you can ask anyone who has to watch television with me, I'm annoyingly that person who will look things up, like look up factoids about whatever we're watching, even if it's a movie. I'll look up other movies the actors have been in. Like, I'm that person on my phone, like, oh, this actor was in this thing too. Oh, and did you know the director of this once ate a donut on set? Like, I'm that fucking person. And so it's actually really, really rare for me to be
Facebook
like,
stock.
I'm just not going to look it up. I want to see what they're going to do with it.
I think last time you were on, you mentioned that you were like the Facebook stalker of cinema.
I am. I'm actually a little like obsessive about it. Like, I might have a problem.
We're just learning all sorts of things about you. By the way, Ella, what you drinking?
I'm just drinking traditional. It's actually gone. Traditional Jameson right now. Just boring old Jameson.
Just boring old Jameson?
Yeah.
Johnny Hackenslash. Mm-hmm. Have you drank Jameson before?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I pour myself another glass, John?
You should.
I'm asking you.
Yes. Yes.
John, are you drinking tonight?
I have had a bottle of purified drinking water from the taps of the Kroger supermarket, I believe.
Nice.
Okay. L2.
Yes.
For this very special tag team match of Ella, what you drinking? What I need you to do is I need you to describe to me the flavor of Jameson in the form of a martial art. Compare it to a martial art.
I don't know that many forms of martial art that well.
Then I would choose one that you do.
That's unfair. I study martial arts. I only know the one that well. How do I phrase this? It's like... Fuck off, John. It's like the first sword form you learn in Kuksul-1, because that's the form of martial arts I learned, because it's technically a sword dance. Because Jameson's very, very smooth, but it's sharp and kind of deadly. Boom.
Johnny Hackenslash.
Yes.
Based upon that description, I need you to rate the Jameson that she's drinking on a scale of 1 to Hong Kong Phooey.
I'm going with 3-point Legend of the Drunken Master.
Good answer. I think that may be the best answer we've had so far.
Boosh.
To that question on this podcast. Daredevil so far. Ella, final word.
I am intrigued and pleased by it so far. I would suggest watching it. It seems like a lot of... fun's not the right word. It's not quite as, it's not full grimdark. It's not gone full, grimdark, yeah. Hasn't gone full grimdark, but it's not, campy superhero fun. A la The Flash, which also started its first season and is nothing but campy fun.
Johnny Hackenslash.
Yes.
Based upon what you've heard us say about Daredevil, are you more or less excited?
I am more excited for when all 5 of them join their robots to fight Rita.
For when all 5 Daredevils?
Yes.
I would watch Daredevil Sentai.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why.
Go on.
They should all have one sense.
Common sense. Actually, that would be
That's
good.
That's the
though.
Sixth one.
The
he stayed out of the fight, John. He stayed out of the fight.
Well, it's better than being hard, because that power was useless.
I call the tasting Zord.
This ground is awful and the sky tastes like pollution. Oh, this is horrible. Why am I riding a giant tongue Zord?
My final word on Daredevil is at first I was like, oh, this is kind of, I thought this is an interesting concept, but it's not being executed very well. Or not up to the hype or maybe even my own expectation. But then I remembered that it wasn't a movie.
Yeah.
And when I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, you have years to make 2 hours worth of stuff in a movie. And then I was thinking, I was like, yeah, this is a TV show. Limited time, also limited budget. And when I readjusted, I was like, oh my God, I was comparing it to movies because it is that good.
That's what's up.
From that point on, I was like, yes, still hate Foggy.
What?
I hate him. Huh?
I said, right?
Yeah, I hate him.
No, this is awkward thing where the actor they have playing him, they don't have any chemistry.
Dude,
Foggy and Matt have no chemistry at all. And when Foggy's delivering, because every a couple scenes he's full on like out acted whoever they have playing Daredevil. It's only been a couple times, but they don't like bring each other up. They don't like help each other in the scene. It's really odd, and so I'm blaming actors for that a lot.
Oh, okay. I will say the scenes where they're in real contention, where they're like, "Oh, we're not gonna go for this guy," and Daredevil's like, "Yes, we are gonna represent this guy," and then sometimes Foggy's like, well, "We're gonna represent this guy," and Daredevil's like, "No, we're not gonna represent this guy," which is like half the show. those scenes, those are the ones where Foggy really shines. And when I say, "Hey, Foggy," I'm really being nitpicky, but. If there is a weak link in this incredibly strong chain, it's Foggy.
I have a question. Do his sunglasses, when he's in lawyer mode, look CG to you sometimes? Like they've been CG darkened?
Never noticed that.
Okay, no. Look for it, because it keeps bothering me, because I'm like, they seem too dark. Like, the light doesn't seem right in them. And I sit there and I'm like, I'm bothered by your sunglasses. Weird thing.
You sat there and was like, I'm bothered by your sunglasses.
I talk to my television a lot, okay?
That's the best emotion I've ever heard. You know those times where you're just like, I'm bothered by my sunglasses?
All the time.
Okay, we've been at this for a while. I want to go to top three!
So, you know how I messaged you because I had a problem with my top three, bottom three?
I recall.
So, I did eventually narrow it down to three with honorable mentions. But I'd like to point out that after the guidelines you gave me, I still wrote down 14 of my mind.
No, I gave you zero guidelines.
I asked you for guidelines because I feel like I need qualifiers because I said that I still wrote down 14 at the top of my mind shows I liked.
And I quote, just to point you in a direction, open parentheses, I wouldn't want to limit your talking about something, close parentheses, colon. I wanted to bring up this topic because of the new Daredevil show on Netflix. So, ... something in the same genre, ? Superhero slash action, comma, live action.
Yes. I needed that.
I'm sorry, go on.
Because I still wrote down 14 shows that I was having problems deciding between.
You know what? I say go for
14.
It. Ella, you're first.
Okay. Well,
however many shows of all time.
Full on left out all of my sci-fi and narrowed it down to just action shows with lead characters with superpowers. That is how I had to define it to myself.
Okay.
So I'm down. I am not going to give you the full 14, but I'm going to give you a top three with two honorable mentions.
All right. You know, ultimately, there's six, right?
Yes. I have a bottom three with two honorable dishonorable mentions, too.
Oh, okay,
I watch a lot of television. Okay. So I'll start with my bottom third, or my top three. The third, number three, is The Flash, the new CW show, because it is campy and fun. Every once in a while, they give me a break and like try and give me like a romance story, and I don't care. And I sit there and yell at my television about how I don't care about their feelings. I just want them to go save someone.
Do you?
And the more recent episode had Mark Hamill in it, and everyone knows he is my like most big like nerd crush of all time. Of all time ever. Like, I could talk about Mark Hamill for hours.
Speaking of which, did you see The Kingsman?
Yes, I did. That movie's amazing. 15 out of 10 would watch again.
15 out of 10?
That soundtrack supports that movie so perfectly. Cinematography is gorgeous. It's got hilarious dialogue. No, it's good. It is exactly what you want out of a stupid action flick.
Well, yeah, but that's just that guy. I can't summon his name right now, but he's the same guy who directed the first Kick-Ass. He only produced the second one, and honestly, I thought it was weaker. And he also did the Days of Future Past, which once again, great use of soundtrack and stuff like that. He's just all around fun guy.
Yeah, but I thoroughly enjoyed that film.
I'm sorry, I got you right on your bottom.
It's okay.
Okay,
but so Flash is my number three. Constantine is actually my number two, which is another DC superhero show. It is fun, but unlike The Flash, it's not campy. It goes more for the darker route, and I do typically like that more. Also, I really like Constantine as a character. They've cut his daughter from the story, which is a little bit like, why? But at the same time, okay. I'm okay with it. I actually... This sounds odd, but I really enjoy that they still have him as a chain-smoking asshole, because oftentimes in television, because of the whole, like, anti-cigarettes thing, like, we don't want cigarettes, like, affecting our youth. We don't want people to think cigarettes are cool. They cut nicotine out. They made Sherlock not smoke anymore anything, which is weird. They, like, talks about his nicotine patch all the time, but still, Constantine is a fucking chimney, and it's great.
Well,
constantly smoking.
Are they doing the same thing that they did with the movie? It's like, yeah, we're going to show him smoking, but it's also going to be a DARE ad.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, they talk about his, like, over-drinking a lot, but they never mention him smoking as a negative. But he's constantly lighting up. I think the one time they might have yelled at him was I think he one time lit up in a church, and they're like, really? And he's like, fuck off. And it was great. I love him. And the actor they have playing him is perfect.
Oh, you've gone through two shows that I haven't seen. So,
well, I might actually have more shows you haven't seen.
Probably.
I watch a lot of television. Okay, honorable mentions before I hit my number one. Honorable mention number one is actually a Canadian sci-fi show called Lost Girl.
I've heard of that.
It's really, really good, partly because full-on it's softcore porn. I wish I was joking. What? She's a succubus. So there is pretty much a sex scene in every episode, usually including her with either a male or female partner because she's a succubus and she doesn't care.
Okay, so she's like the sci-fi Lena Dunham.
She's not what's great about the show. Kinsey, who's her like human sidekick, is what's great about the show, and then like everyone else. It's fun. I often, because I do a lot of research on mystical creatures because it's an interest of mine. I oftentimes get mad at magical shows, I guess we could call them, because they get creatures wrong, and they'll either mispronounce a name, which is maybe nitpicky, but still they'll mispronounce it, or they'll like have a third of it right, but two thirds are just completely wrong. They get like, they're just wrong. Lost Girl has not been wrong yet. My understanding of a story or a mystical creature, they seem to like do thorough research, and I really like it.
Okay.
Because of that, but it's not a great show. Like plot wise and like dialogue is kind of terrible. The acting can be sticky at times, I would say. It's just kind of stiff and awkward. It feels like you're, muddling through it.
Hold on.
You, as an audience member, feel like you're like, oh, God, just this is awkward for me.
Are you saying that both – that in this show where sex is a key theme, the acting can be both sticky and stiff?
Yes. You are quite welcome. But, yeah, so it's not – a bad show, but what I like about it is extremely nerdy and has nothing to do with shows, like the show's quality.
Because
honestly, everyone is attractive. Every single member of that cast is extremely attractive. And I feel like they went for looks over acting skills for a couple of the cast members, and I am okay with it because you end up seeing them like half naked all the time. Whatever.
What if Canada was listening?
Right?
Yeah.
I hope Canada is.
But there's a lot of boobs in it. So if you like boobs, Lost Girls for you. My next honorable mention is actually iZombie. And the only reason I have it below Lost Girls is because I've only seen four episodes. So that's all that's out so far. Versus Lost Girls, four seasons. So I'm still giving it time. It is Veronica Mars... But, what's another show? It's like Veronica Mars, but with zombies and, my number one, which I'll get to. So it's, if you liked Veronica Mars at all, you like zombies at all, and you like crime dramas, it's a good show for you.
What is the name of it?
iZombie. It's based off a comic book.
Oh,
she is a zombie who got infected at a party because other people were getting high off this drug that apparently makes you a zombie. And she got scratched, so she's just an infected, she's a zombie, but she started working in a morgue because she already had, a doctorate. And so she eats brains at the morgue, but she's learned that when she eats people's brains, she, gets their memories. And so it's keeping her from being, completely, horde crazy zombie is the fact that she gets a steady supply of brains. They have their own lore. Their lore seems really solid. The actress is really, really cute and really, really skilled. It's Veronica Mars with zombies and detectives, and I like it. My number one is Pushing Daisies.
That's the one where he can bring him back to life for 30 seconds?
For a minute.
For a minute.
And then if he doesn't touch them again, someone else dies. And if he touches them again at all, they die. Even
forever.
If it's after the minute.
Yeah.
Yes. It's another crime drama, but it's super, super cute. One thing I will say about it is the CG sucks.
Well, wasn't that going on 10 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. So come on.
Yeah, no, but it sucks even for then. What my sister likes it a lot too, and what we've said multiple times is that it's like they spent all of their budget on actors, writers, and costume designers. I'm like, shit, we need CG too. I guess this money will work. And they didn't have enough money.
But weren't there relative unknowns in the show?
Yes. Lee Pace, actually, before he became famous.
Yeah, so they couldn't have spent too much money on talent.
But they are all incredible actors.
Sure.
Every single person delivers.
Yeah, they clearly...
still.
Okay.
It's a really cute and good show. Cute is the best word for it, though. It's cute. It's all warm and fuzzy and random musical numbers for no good reason.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Sold.
Because Kristen Grinwich, I think that's how you say her last name, who is Glinda and Wicked,
Grinwich,
is in it as a main character. And she just randomly sings. Whenever she's alone, she just sings her feelings and it's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good number one. I've never been convinced that I need to watch something by a top three before, and I just have.
My sister has both seasons on DVD because it's only a two-season commitment because it got canceled.
Yeah.
Off Firefly, which would have been on here if I included Sci-Fi's.
Right. You have a lot of caveats.
I do. Did you understand why I needed, guidelines?
Absolutely.
Okay, are we going to continue on to other people or do we do my bottom three now?
John H. Johnny Razzmatazz.
Yes.
Top three!
All right, so I'm just going to do shows with superheroes in them and they're not live action because almost all of them are cartoons and I don't care.
Cool.
All right. So I'm going to give number three actually to Teen Titans. That was a badass cartoon. That
was
really, really good. It got dark. They could have fun with it still. And every time Slade was on there, since they couldn't say Deathstroke because of copyright reasons, every time Slade was on there, it was just so awesome. Anytime they mentioned Trigon, it was awesome. Just so many cool episodes and stories and backstories for the little bit of campiness that show still had.
Is that what the Slade thing was about? I had no idea.
Yeah, it was just because of copyright issues, they wouldn't mention Deathstroke.
Why? So. They were Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers governs all of the business. Who owns Deathstroke?
There was something. No, I don't. Okay, no, it wasn't a copyright issue. My apologies. It was because his name was Deathstroke. They didn't want Deathstroke in a kid's cartoon. That's what it was.
I remember there was some type of issue. I couldn't remember what it was.
It wasn't copyright. You're correct. It's not copyright.
That's interesting. So you couldn't get away on Cartoon Network with a character named like Necrotic Embolism?
Oh, not on that show. On other shows, yes. But I'm sure everything they've put on Toonami has had Necrotic Death Killing Touch Strike as its finishing move. But
okay.
But just that show specifically.
Okay, the thinking about the Toonami stuff for me, it's always seemed like nobody was paying attention to what was going on in those shows. Like it says, oh, it's Japanese and weird. The kids don't even understand what's going on. It's just colors and yelling.
That reminds me of the game Nocturne on PS2. That just as an aside, that game was essentially demonic Pokemon. You collected and bred demons to make new ones. The world is destroyed, and you're choosing who the new god is, or you can say, screw it, all these gods suck, I'm going to be in charge, and you fight the devil for supreme power against the world and a war on heaven. That's the short of the game.
Rated E for everybody.
It was. And people are complaining about it. Grand Theft Auto, you can kiss a hooker. And meanwhile, no, you can go to hell and control hell and fight God, and it's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, well, that was the first Final Fantasy all over anyway.
Yeah, it was.
Do you not remember us working at GameStop and me explaining to a lady that the first scene in Black Ops was someone getting waterboarded? And I'd be like, that's okay. But then explaining you could get hookers in Fable and her telling her to put her side to put the game back.
Yes.
And I was like, I what?
Oh, goodness. Number two?
Number two. John, okay. We run a clean podcast.
All right, good. then I'll change my answer real quick. Number two is straight up going to be Justice League. Oh, my God. That cartoon was so good. And
Big Five or Unlimited?
I'm going with Big Five. Unlimited had some very cool stuff. The whole Lex Luthor and Brainiac fusing was badass.
Yeah.
You know, but there were some characters that I get it's Unlimited, the universe is expanded. I cared more about the Big Five. So I'm going with those. And it all kind of ties in together. You kind of lump them together, but I think it's still Justice League, the original.
My whole thing is that there's no way to tell you how much I love The Question.
And okay, yes. Oh, fair point.
Like I would be willing to say that I enjoy Unlimited only for him. There are lots of wonderful things about it, but if I had only ever seen the two Question episodes that exist, then I would have been like, oh yeah, that's the better one. It has The Question in it.
I do really love The Question too. Yeah. On the same level for that.
Yeah. Have you seen all the cool things they're doing for cosplaying as him?
Considering that I've told Nam that once he gets a six pack, I'm going to cosplay The Question and he's going to be my, Lady Huntress with ab window.
Awesome.
I do know all about cosplaying him. Looked into it. It'd be cool. I'm really excited.
Your body is not your costume. Just saying.
It's Nam who wants a six pack as much as I want him to have a six pack.
just Sharpie that up.
Yep.
No. I have too much pride for that.
So much, too much pride in him?
In both of us.
Okay. Johnny Hackenslash. Number one.
Before that, honorable mention goes to Powerpuff Girls. That show is so good. So good.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day. What is the name of the fourth Powerpuff Girl? The one they tried to make their own out of Sugar Spice and Everything Nice?
Oh, Talking Mushrooms. I don't remember. The kind of special one?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Am I looking this up right now?
I always figured it was like the fifth Beatle. It was us, the fans.
Oh, the fifth Beatle was this. His name was like Kelly.
Kelly.
There's like actually Kelly a full Beatle. Comic book written about him. There's a comic book
about Kelly Beatle.
Belle. Her name was Belle.
Belle.
No, Bunny. Sorry, Bunny.
Bunny.
I'm confused.
That's not a flower.
No, it's not.
Neither is Bubbles.
Well, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Or Buttercup.
Buttercup is a
type of flower, technically. Yeah, Buttercup is always a
flower. Okay.
No, Bunny. It's Bunny.
Okay, and what's your number one?
The goddamn Batman, the animated series. No contest. That's the best superhero show ever made, and I defy you to prove it otherwise.
You're absolutely correct, sir.
You can't beat it. You can't.
It wasn't too long ago. I think this was actually, I don't know if we mentioned it on a show, but there was a kick-ass fact about Batman the Animated Series. Apparently, well, that obviously back then it was still standard to draw everything on paper. They didn't use white paper for that show.
Huh?
They were lightning dark paper, black paper.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's neat.
I thought that was interesting. Well, it kind of makes sense because, like, there's so much of the show that is black.
Yeah.
Like,
most of the buildings are always in shadow. Most of Batman's costume is black. That definitely makes sense. And that explains why they colorized the outside of Robin's cape as black and just gave it a yellow inlay.
See, John, I purposely avoided all of those shows because if I had included cartoons, it was like I was driving myself crazy at work today. Trying to, like, but then Justice League, but then, like, Young Justice, and how do I even, like, I was giving myself a panic attack.
I'm just going for the ones that, like, I've gone and YouTube favorite episodes that I would watch again and again, or wish I had downloads or bought DVDs for, and all three of those, that top three, meet those criteria. Like, I've searched out a random episode just to see that one specific spot again on all those.
And for that, we applaud you, sir. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
We haven't done bottom three.
Yeah, we're running late.
Okay.
I have to edit this tonight, so.
Super quick. Bottom three were the Fantastic Four from the 70s because they tried to shoot Magneto with a wooden gun and then told him it was wooden. And he said curses and let the police handcuff him instead of throwing the car at them. Number two is Teen Titans Go because of how bad it fucked up the Teen Titans. And number one is Spider-Man from the 90s, because while Venom and Carnage are awesome, every problem came from him running out of web fluid. Every single problem.
Bottom three, really fast. I won't include my dishonorable mentions. Once for number three, Arrow, because they don't actually have superhero like parrot powers, and it's more about who's in love with who. And number one, Merlin, but for very personal reasons, because how dare you mess up actual history? That is not a fantasy story just to toy with. Also, I'm named after Merlin. My middle name, which the M in my cosplay page, is for Myrdin, which is Merlin's original name in Welsh. He is actually my namesake, so I take it really personally when you, like, fuck with his storyline. He was not some teenage, like, no. How dare you? Go away. Fuck Merlin.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for participating in the first ever lightning round of Warlock's Top 3. Woo. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, bye. Everybody.
All right, guys, we're in range. You hold up your end, I'll hold up mine. I'm going in.
It was good knowing you, soldier. Best of luck.
Beep boop.
You are now being recorded. John H. Top three series of all time.
Oh, God, is Sean gone?
Did he abandon us?
I don't know.
John, send me a PM if you can hear me.
Oh, God. He disappeared from my screen completely.
Yeah, he's not on my screen either.
Come sail away. Come sail away. Sail away.
Love you. Me.
Hello, beep boop.
Beep, beep, beep.
Backing up the program.
Beep, beep.